am honored to be inducted with Amon, and humbled to have been chosen for induction into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. When I received the call, you know, the news, I was flabbergasted. It took several days for the reality of this honor to sink in. I'm still trying to get used to the idea of joining such an amazing group of past players and Hall of Famers. In fact, over the past few weeks, my wife, Cheryl, and our family, and a few close friends have spent some wonderful moments remembering the special journey that we all experienced during our time at Green Bay. I'd like to take this time to thank the Hall of Fame and Induction Committee. I'd also like to thank the Packers organization. What an amazing journey to be part of a resurgence and a winning renaissance with the Packer organization. I'd like to thank the coaches, Forrest Gregg, who and staff who drafted me, Lindy Infante, and especially Mike Holmgren, Ron Wolf, and Tom Lavott, who just did such an amazing job of bringing some glory back to Lambeau Field. Thanks to my teammates for an incredible joint adventure. It was great to journey with them. And thanks to the Green Bay Packers fans that truly are the best fans in the NFL and in all professional sports. I look forward to the coming months of just reveling in the glow of this great honor and the celebration coming in July during the festivities and induction. I also want to thank the staff, the amazing staff with the Packer organization, trainers, equipment guys, groundskeepers, even guys like Mark Wagner, the ticket manager. Oh, and Aaron Pomke and the rest of the public.
And with that, any questions for Ken?
Hey, Rod, Mark Daniels, congratulations.
Hey, Mark, good, thank you.
I thought you guys were supposed to be living in anonymity. That's going to be kind of hard to do now.
Yeah, we're supposed to. I don't know. I mean, somebody, every once in a while, somebody will say, oh, yeah. Well, I teach at a community college, so one of my students will go, hey, I looked you up on Wikipedia. You got your own Wikipedia page. That's cool. Or somebody will say, hey, I remember you. And I go, oh, my goodness. If you remember me, that's not good news, because it's usually because it's a holding penalty or an offsides. Or
hey, Ken, what do you remember about that first game against Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, it was the last game of my second year in 86. And going into that game, you know, they were heading to the Super Bowl that year, but I remember that game was going to be, it had the potential to be a record-setting game for Lawrence Taylor. He needed a sack to set the all-time single-season sack record. And I remember working hard during the week and just the pressure and thinking, man, you know, I'm just going to put it all on the line and I'm either going to end up a goat or a hero. And I, you know, working for the latter, we didn't win the game, but that would have been a great game to win as well. But it was fun. I loved the challenge of it and loved the competition playing against one of the all-time greats defense on the NFL.
Is there a particular season that you remember the most, Ken, that sticks out in your mind the most for whatever reason?
I think the season that we brought the playoffs back to Lambeau Field when we played against the Steelers at home in Lambeau to clinch the home field advantage in the playoffs. The two-minute warning when the offense was on the field and the crowd was electric and going crazy and we were all excited. I think that really was a moment of being able to say, hey, we're on our way. We're bringing back some of the greatness of the Packer tradition back to Lambeau.
Ken, what was it like blocking for both Don and Brett during your career?
Well, that was great. Both those guys, were great to block for. And it was fun to see, you know, some of the other quarterbacks come through, like Jim Zorn, and, you know, Lynn Dickey was a quarterback when I first started, and that was a lot of fun. But Don Majkowski, there was something magical about him, and he was a great encourager, great leader, great team player. And, of course, gosh, with Brett, I mean, what a great guy, a lot of fun to play with a guy like that. And it was really, I felt really honored to have been able to, you know, be an established player when Brett came in, and then to watch him mature and develop and end up being one of the hardest working and greatest achieving quarterbacks in the game. It was incredible.
Again, I'm sure you've answered this before, but you talked about the Renaissance and, you know, bringing the glory back to Lambeau. How tough was it, you know, ultimately not to be a part of, you know, not to be on the field, you know, as part of that Super Bowl championship?
Yeah, that was probably one of the hardest moments or periods of time, seasons that I've ever experienced, to have worked so hard for a goal of, you know, being part of a Super Bowl team. And of course, I was part of that season and made some small contributions. But it was very difficult to watch from the sidelines. And it was, of course, even in the bitterness, so there was a great sweetness because my teammates and the coaches and the Packer organization, I mean, we won the Super Bowl. So it was hard it wasn't that hard to overcome at times because there was such great joy in winning, but yet there was still, you know, some deep sadness in my soul.